With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans did agree to protect the international AIDS program, PEPFAR, from the rescission package. Bob Agnew reports.
Appropriations Chair Susan Collins of Maine was the chief proponent of omitting PEPFAR from the bill's cuts. They're designed to reduce wasteful spending previously approved by Congress. PEPFAR has been credited with saving millions of lives since it was created under President George W. Bush.
That is Bob Agnew. Communities along a 700-mile stretch of Alaska's southern coast ordered their residents to higher ground after a powerful earthquake. But officials quickly downgraded and then canceled a tsunami warning in the area. No immediate reports of significant damage. The earthquake, with a preliminary magnitude of 7.3, struck south of Sand Point. The earthquake reported to have felt as far away as Anchorage, almost 600 miles to the northeast. Ukraine's president changes his cabinet to bolster his country's war effort against Russia. Karen Chamas reports.
Ukraine has appointed Yulia Spiridenko as its new prime minister, making the first leadership change since Russia's invasion in 2022. President Volodymyr Zelensky reshuffled the cabinet to energize the nation and boost domestic weapons production. Spiridenko, known for her loyalty and negotiation skills, played a key role in securing a U.S.-Ukraine mineral deal and has represented Ukraine in talks on defense and economic recovery. Analysts see these changes as continuity rather than a major shift. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iraqi officials say a fire engulfed a newly opened shopping center in eastern Iraq, killing more than 60 people. It happened in eastern Wasit province. Charges have been filed against the building owner. On Wall Street, the Dow had 178 points, the Nasdaq adding 151. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization releases its abortion numbers.
73 million. That's how many abortions the WHO says took place all around the globe in 2024. 73 million is more than the population of the United Kingdom. It's more than the population of France and twice the population of Poland. The WHO also reports that 60% of unintended pregnancies result in abortion. Of course, the WHO itself is one of the biggest promoters of abortion on the planet, pressuring pro-life countries to change their laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow some complaints filed by transgender workers to move forward, shifting course from earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission said that if new transgender worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, then they will be investigated. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Americans went shopping last month. Retail sales rebounded 0.6% in June after declining 0.9% in May. First-time claims for unemployment benefits have fallen to their lowest level since April. The Labor Department reports jobless claims for the week ending July 12th fell 7,000 to 221,000. Certainly no fan of Jerome Powell. President Trump says he is highly unlikely to fire the Federal Reserve chairman. The president has criticized Powell for refusing to lower interest rates. President Trump says Coca-Cola has taken his suggestion and will be using real cane sugar in its flagship soft drink in the U.S. The switch from high fructose corn syrup in Coke that's sold in the United States would mirror Coca-Cola's practice in other countries. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.